Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Kedoshim Shvi, the last Aliyah in Parshas Kedoshim. The topic of our Aliyah is being different, being special. It is only 5 psukim long, running from Perek Chav, Pasuk Chav, Gimel to Chav Zayin. At the end of all of this, Hashem tells the nation of Israel, V'loy selchu b'chukois ha'goy asher ani meshaleach mipnechem. Don't act in the ways and the laws of the nation that is being sent out from in front of you. They did all of the Akutz Bohabam. They did all these terrible things. They acted in all these immoral ways, whether it be sexual immorality, whether it be with their pagan immorality in the way they served their gods. I was disgusted by them, and that's why I kicked them out. So, therefore, Hashem says, I'm giving you a land flowing with milk and honey, and I've divided you. Hivdalti eschem min ha'amim. I've made you different from the rest of the nations. And I've distinguished you from the pure animals and the impure animals, which you're allowed to eat, the pure and the impure birds, which you are allowed to eat. I've made you holy, and I want you, v'yisem li kedoshim. I want you to be holy because I separated you. And therefore, anybody who does all these things or in consults with an oiv v'yidoni, brings back the dead, will be killed. And that's the end of the parasha. So a lot of things to think about, led to a few basics. Number one is, this is a very important mitzvah in our Aliyah called Chukas Akum, the ways of the pagans. We're not allowed to act in the ways of pagans. What does that mean precisely? The Seder Sifra, which is the Medrash Halacha here, says not to dress like them, or not to involve oneself in their entertainment. The way the Sifra words it is, Shaloi telchu benimusois shelohem. Do not go in the things which are their cultural sensitivities. Kagon teatros, vakar karsaot, vaistrayot. Do not go to their stadiums, to their entertainment places. And these are the places of their laughter, of their humor. This is not the way to behave as a Jew. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Samach Zayin tells us that according to the opinion, there's a debate, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, "Shloit tegadel tzitzas harosh bohem, v'loit tispor kumi." You're not allowed to shave your hair in the same way that they shave their hair. And many of the pagans in those days would shave the sides of their head, and leave the hair growing at the top, and creating a mohawk. That would be called a bloris. This is a very, very clear example of chukois akum. The Sifrei, which is the Medrash Halacha in Devarim and Parashas Re'eh, says, as well, it's not dressing in the same way they do. So don't dress, say, oh, they wear purple, we will wear purple. Don't wear arms in the way they wear arms. Don't act like the non-Jewish people around you. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Avodas Kochav v'Ma'azoros in the 11th chapter codifies this in Halacha as well. And he says, "Lo yigadal tzitzas rosh al kamo tzitzas roshim." You cannot have the same haircut. "Lo yigalech min atzadim yaniach haser be'emza." Don't have the mohawk. "Lo yigalech haser be'kineged ponov be'oizen oizen." The way one shaves. You cannot make your places like the temples of their service. Don't try to make your synagogues or your houses resemble their way of acting. So this is very interesting because if one looks at the course of Jewish history, ultimately, and certainly now in the 21st century, most Jews are just trying to act exactly like the non-Jews and dress exactly like the non-Jewish culture and in so many ways. So how does this play itself out in Halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch Hershin Yerodeh Kufayin Chesed Sif Aleph does talk about this, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Halacha, quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam then adds, the Rav Moshe Isserles adds a very important proviso, and that is, you need to be separate from the non-Jewish neighbors in both actions and in clothing. This is only prohibited when the action or the type of dress that is being done is therefore was instituted for some form of pritzos, some sort of loose lifestyle. So, for instance, the non-Jews are wearing red clothes because that is the way of princes and kings, to sort of a freer lifestyle. That's not appropriate for Jews to be wearing. That they, or for something which is their law, but there's no reason known for that. There's no reason for, and we don't know what the reason for that is. Because you're concerned, mishum darkei ha'emori, because we're concerned that the reason it was originally instituted was because of the ways of the Amorites. And maybe this is a practice which originally comes back from a pagan deification practice. But let's say there's a particular style of dress which has a function. As an example, a doctor has a particular type of clothing. Today we'll talk about a white coat. That's not there because of any pagan vestigial practice. That's because a doctor needs to be distinguished and look different, and therefore that's why they wear it. If something has a function, whether it be honor, distinction, profession, then those practices are all right. They're not part of the achukos akum of the pagan practices around them. Very important to appreciate this, and the boundaries necessary to be set up over here. So sometimes the Jews adopt hook, line, and sinker, the culture around them, that is only appropriate if it's functional. But even when it's functional, there have to be boundaries. There's a very, very sharp piece written by Rebbe Elchanan Wasserman called Nihye Kagoyim, we should be like the nations. And he says in very, very strong terms, he talks about how the people, the Jews, have always sought to enculturate and assimilate into the cultures around them. And he is speaking Lithuania now in the early 1900s, living. He was murdered at the beginning of the war by the Nazi collaborators. But he describes the following. He says he talks about how the reform movement took on the motto at the beginning: Heye Yehudi ba'alecha va'adam betzeisecha. Be a Jew at your tents and your synagogues, and a person, meaning a secular person, in your leaving. And he says it didn't take too long for those to reject any form of religion thereafterwards. And he points out in a very, very harsh way, quoting our Aliyah, the following. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Ba'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher atem armim nye kabagoyim, quoting the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perek Chof, Hoyoy loy tziyeh, you will not be like the nations. Im loy biyad chazakov, izra netuya v'chema shechufa im loy aleichem. If it's not with a strong hand and outstretched armed outpouring of wrath, I will rule over you. And Rav Elchanan says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different ways in which he can return Jews to being different and to being distinct. And he says, we don't know where we are yet, but time will tell as to which way Hashem will choose to distinguish the Jews from the non-Jews. Now remember, this was written before he was killed, before the Holocaust. And what he was saying is that the Jews are assimilated to a point in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to intervene some way in order to distinguish them. What's famously quoted is that if Jews do not make Kiddush, they do not make the distinction of holiness, the non-Jews will make Havdalah. The non-Jews will separate them involuntarily. And that's what Rav Elchanan is saying, very, very strong words, coming from the end of our Aliyah, over here, Vavdil Eschem Mina Amim, you need to be distinct. Moving on the positive side, what does being different mean? So Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch quotes the Medrash Yalkut, which quotes Rabbi Brecher, the name of Rabbi Abba, says that there's two ways to sort fruits. There, on the one hand, you may have the fruit you prefer and you pull those out, or you may have the fruit you don't like and you pull the bad fruit out. This has really important applications when it comes to halachos of Shabbos. It says, when it says, Avdil Eschem Min Ha'amim, it means to say Hashem says, I was taking out the better apples from the rest of the apples. It wasn't that he was throwing out the bad apples. What that means to say, says Rosh Hashanah for Al Hirsch, is that the Jews are not chosen because Hashem is rejecting the rest of humanity. Far from it. Hashem has a mission for the nation of Israel to influence and impact the culture and the morals of the rest of the world. So the rest of the world is uplifted through them. Hashem is not rejecting the rest of humanity, but he's taking specific candidates to be the messenger to the rest of the humanity that everything should be better. That's the distinction. Separation in order to enhance and to elevate. Finally, one last point, and that is that for the third time in our parasha, the Torah tells us not to consult with an Ovi and Yedoni. They're those the people bring back the dead. And this is the third time we hear about the punishment in the last pasuk of the parasha. Why does it end on such a, it seems like an anticlimax. Why is it repeated the third time? Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch again points out a really, really beautiful idea, and that is God wants us to understand that we need to make decisions about life in our lifetime. And that is that we have in front of us very complicated, very gray scenarios and moral decisions that we need to make on a daily basis, decisions between good and bad, and perhaps even more frequently between good and convenience. And we have to make those decisions with what we have in front of us, with the morals we were brought up with, to make decisions here and now. To think that we can always find answers from the beyond, to think that we can find a way to resolve it from the fatalistic beyond and have some external knowledge that'll help us is the incorrect way to live life. In fact, perhaps bringing back the dead, in a certain sense, as Rav Hirsch says, is bringing back, so to speak, trying to solve the issues of this world with the world of decay and death, the fatalistic perspective of the world of death and decay. No. We have the right and responsibility to make decisions here in the very limited reality we have and to make them the best we can. That is what it means to be holy. This concludes the 7th Aliyah of Kedoshim. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day and a beautiful Shabbat.